Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I'd like to say welcome to another session of Sanity, but Dr. B's not here, so maybe it's not so sane. We'll find out. Lots going on, lots happening in the news, and, you know, as you heard, you know, you got, it's just amazing to me. It's amazing to me how long the Democrats have been living in the twilight zone of their own, a twilight zone, I should say, of their own. And I say that because, you know, again, today they went to New York. Jerry Nadler was speaking up there. Jerry Nadler feels that the only reason the Republicans are having a having their meeting there in New York is trying to make it easier for Donald Trump to get away with something. No, what they're trying to do, which is I'm totally behind, a gazillion percent behind, is to try to make a point that you don't really care about making it right. You don't care about, you know, keeping people safe. Just look at what's going on in New York City. He's so busy putting agents on the Donald Trump case. Because think of all the people he's hurt. Think of all the people that have had trouble. Right? And doesn't really care about the real crime taking place. Look at what's going on in on the subways there. And other places like that. Let's take a listen to one of the moms that testified about what the AG was really doing in New York. Take a listen. Yeah, never mind. Go take a listen because it never works the first time. Let's try this again. Take a listen.
My son, Sergeant Hassan Korea, Afghanistan war veteran, was killed in Harlem in 2018. Hassan was kicked, punched, stomped, and stabbed 9 times by 4 individuals he did not know, nor had he done them any harm. All 4 of these individuals were apprehended. When Alvin Bragg came into office, he dismissed gang assault and murder indictments against 2 of the defendants, clearly on video, participating in the brutal, savage slaughter of my son. If that's not a threat to public safety, I don't know what is. If he's receiving 1 penny of federal dollars, you need to pull that funding until he starts doing his damn job and prosecuting crime. We don't give a damn about your politics. We don't care. It could be the man from the moon who's running for president. As long as whoever's in there stands for law and order. My son, Sergeant Hassan.
Love it. We need more moms like this to speak out. Call it out for what it is. This is not a Democrat-Republican thing. This is a law and order thing. And the Dems are bent, these AGs anyway, are bent on letting these people go. On not, you know, he let, when he came in, He, for all intents and purposes, let those four go that killed her son. How do you justify that? How does that make sense? You can't smoke enough dope, you know, take enough crack. I mean, there is nothing that you're going to do where that actually will make sense. Right? I mean, tell me, explain it to me. Because they grew up in a bad neighborhood, because they grew up poorly? What is that going to do with anything? Honestly and frankly. You know, seriously. You got people. God bless. We have to start paying attention. We have to start pushing back. You can't keep letting it go. Here's another brain surgeon from the left. Okay? You got Democrat rep. She's going to admit here. God bless these people. You almost got to feel sorry for them. Almost. I didn't say you had to. Because they're not really swift. Right? And here's a representative who actually admits that maybe, just maybe, maybe her supporters are clueless. Well, listen, if they supported you, they have to be clueless. This is why you have to pay attention to who you're voting for. You have to know what's going on around you. Okay? Let me see if I can make this work, because it never works for me the first time. Ever, 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 ever. Right? So there we go. Hold on.
Nobody wants to do it.
Come on, you can do this.
It's kind of old.
What?
I'm grumpy right now. I mean, let's
sorry?
Yeah. It's such a bullshit.
Sorry about that. I thought we cut that out. I apologize. All right, so I'm not going to play this, but basically, it's the Democrats trying to explain that what is going on right now, like when people, I mean, I don't know, who are the young ladies that are fighting to keep sports with women only? She's claiming they're only doing it for clicks. They want the click-throughs. It's like, no, that's not it at all. Some of these girls really are fighting for what should be theirs, what should be their sport, what they've spent their whole life trying to get to. Ridiculous. Let's show you how ridiculous they actually are. I mean, let's really have some fun with this. And I'll show you how ridiculous they are when we come back from the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Masina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. We look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way we all win, right? You become part of the solution, not part of the problem, makes a big difference, doesn't it? I mean, seriously. All right. There's so many little things going on to keep up with. Well, you know, Chicago police now, don't you love these people? They're encouraging people to enjoy what the city has to offer. Just a day after the teens took over the city. Right? The Chicago police responded to a downtown teen riot by encouraging visitors to enjoy everything the city has to offer, including the riots, the beatings, the shootings, the stabbings. Yeah, come on down. Yeah, great place to give blood. Everyone is welcome, encouraged to enjoy all that Chicago has to offer, including the popular downtown area. This is a statement of the police department. I mean, people really think that they're that dull, that stupid? People are that dull and that stupid? Everyone's welcome, encouraged to enjoy all Chicago has to offer, right? Goes on to say. Now, the event saw hundreds of teens descend on downtown Chicago where they vandalized cars and physically assaulted a tourist. I mean, pounding on people, smashing cars. Now, they say that, you gotta love this. Chicago police say that they'll never tolerate this kind of action. Yeah, shock, shock, right? No. Yeah, they will. The most recent teen takeover of the city Saturday played out in similar fashion with a video showing teens flooding the streets, jumping up and down in vehicles, right? Smashing signs, going and just having themselves a wild time. God. Right, this is, look it. You watch this stuff going on, you look at how young these kids are, what's happening there. I'm going to go back to what I said before. This is just simply bad parenting. Right? You know, parents, you got to step up. You have to take it. You know, you're the ones that are screaming when your kids go in, you know, get picked up, get put in jail, whatever. You're the kid. Your kids are the ones. You're screaming that, you know, everybody else was doing it and my kid wasn't doing anything. And it doesn't make it okay. You're responsible for your own children. Period. I mean, seriously. Anyhow. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. I mean, nothing. Yeah, we don't condone violence, but, you know, we shouldn't condone all these kids. I mean, shouldn't condemn all these kids. When they were just, you know, this is really something we have to get our... Oh, shut up. How crazy it's gotten. They're justifying everything. In no way do I condone the destructive activities we saw at the Loop and the Lakefront this weekend. It's unacceptable. It's no place in our city. Johnson, a progressive who defeated moderate Democrat Paul Vallis earlier this month, said, however, it's not constructive to demonize the youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in their own community. So I guess here's how it works. If you can prove that you didn't have much opportunity in your community, this is okay. Just like in L.A., last night? Where there were about 200 people that raided a gas station. Right? Just wiped the place clean of drinks and food and so much other stuff. Sheriff's Department said, yeah, we're not going. There ain't enough of us. Right? And the other reason they won't go is they know that nobody will stick up for them. They will be on their own, big time. Something goes sideways for any reason, nobody will take care of them. The Dems need total anarchy. Right? They want these race wars. They need these criminal situations going on. And if you want to know to what end, the end is because they've decided that, look what the gun thinks. At some point in time, they're going to try to take the guns away from you to say, look, we can't have these guns floating around because you might be a law-abiding citizen. But what about the unlaw-abiding citizen that breaks into your house, takes your guns, and now we're all screwed? No. No. If you would start jailing these people, if you would start forcing the DAs to put them in jail, bring charges against them, and make them stay in jail for a while, you might change them. The crime rate had come down tremendously in this country. And it was ignited by Barack Obama. Yeah, Oblamo. Under Trump, it was, I'm telling you, it was going away. right? And then the funny thing about it was you get to Chicago and Portland and Seattle, they didn't want any help from him. They didn't want to curb it. That's what the deal was. Anyway, California Democrat lawmaker now is calling for her state to end its ban on government expense travels to 23 states. Because they deem those states as being anti-LGBTQ / abortion friendly. And the ban began in retaliation to North Carolina enacting a law requiring people to use the bathrooms that corresponded to their biological sex. Right? So now over half the states have that ban. Right? But, and then, you know, the state of California said, okay, we're not going to go to any state that has that ban. Didn't work out well for them. Right? It's just not working. And the polarization is making it even worse, frankly. The Democrat wants the cumbersome regulation to be replaced with a publicity campaign in red states promoting LGBTQ inclusion. So, in other words, our state tax dollars are going to go to other states to do advertising in other states for the LGBTQ community. How about the LGBTQ community do their own advertising? My tax dollars shouldn't go to that. It's not right. I think everyday people are tired of polarization. We're so focused on what we believe, and if you don't agree with me, then I'm not going to deal with you. It really does separate us, does bad things. I think everyday people are just tired of it. Atkins went on to say that the travel ban has had unintended impact on further isolating members of the LGBTQ community in those states. Right? California's, well, they really can't be able to conduct research, business, engage with people from those states. Was not as smart. As usual, California legislature thought nothing through when they did this. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Back in a few minutes.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal investigators say China set up a secret police station in New York City. There are two Chinese suspects in custody now. A top federal prosecutor in the Big Apple, Breon Peace, announced the charges.
The defendants, Liu Jianwang and Chen Jinping,
were arrested earlier this morning at their homes in New York City.
Officials say the Chinese government was using the station to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. The top federal prosecutor said the station was right in the heart of New York City, in Manhattan's Chinatown. The Defense Department is still assessing the scope and scale of the recent leak of classified documents. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh told reporters Monday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered a comprehensive review of measures taken to protect classified info, with recommendations due in 45 days. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Now we're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And there's just so much more, you know, going on. So much more happening that I want you to try to keep up with. I want to talk with you about what have you. We were talking about how the California legislators, again, I don't know, probably the lowest IQ people in Sacramento sometimes. Yeah, maybe most of the time, I don't know. And it's because they do these knee-jerk reactions without actually thinking it through. And they passed their own legislation that didn't allow state business to be done in states that didn't have pro LGBTQ rules and what have you. And as I said earlier, it started off with North Carolina not allowing people, you had to use the bathroom of the gender you were born to. Or as they put it, which I always loved, the gender that you were assigned at birth. Right. Nearly half the states in the nation have banned from the state travel under California's AB 1887 law. 23 states currently banned are a bunch of them. And they're looking to end that now because they realize that, you know, when you're banned from going to those states, there are programs, there are symposiums, there are things that you need to go to so you get the information you need. They can't go anymore. It's done nothing to achieve the goal of getting those other states to change their minds. But let's do this. We're going to waste taxpayer money. We're already in trouble financially again. Yes, California, again, already in trouble financially, and now we're going to take out advertisements in those 26 states that don't have the same gender laws that we do to change their minds. I am sure that some California nut job putting an ad together for somebody who lives in Oklahoma, right, one of some of these flyover states, somebody's over those, you know, those Bible believing gun gripping, I don't know what Obama called them, those Bible believing gun gripping people, right? Just always found that amazing, how easy it was for him to walk away from that, or to get away with that, I should say. Governor Kemp from Georgia, remember, he certified that the 2020 election. Now, the thing that bothered me, he's now creating a new GOP where Trump supporters will have no voice, he said. God, these guys, they hate him. He really upset the apple cart. He really took money out of their pocket. They couldn't handle it. Remember, the Kemp certified the 2020 election where it should have been uncertifiable. There were hundreds of thousands of ballots that showed up after Election Day in 2020. Those hundreds of thousands of ballots gave Joe Biden the lead 3 days after the election by over 12,000 votes. Kemp certified that, didn't ask any questions. Where they come from? Do we validate where they came from? Right? Unreal. You had two people that were very, very, very corrupt at the time, at the top. Now, President Trump's auditor and a Georgia senator and former judge, William Leeson, identified tens of thousands of ballots issued, but Ratzenberger and Kemp, Ratzenberger was the AG at the time, right, they ignored these issues. They wouldn't take them for real. Right? And it's just amazing to me, again, they talk about integrity, they talk about these elections being safe and secure, and yet you find a hole in it, and no, it can't be, they're not going to talk about it. They don't even want to talk about it. Right? And they didn't just steal it from President Trump, remember that. They stole it from other GOP members that were running for different offices because they played with those ballots. Now, if he wants to create his own corrupt version of the GOP, go for it. I think he ought to. So people can see what they're doing, right? Governor Brian Kemp took his most significant step, this is a press release, yet to break from the Georgia GOP and bolster his own growing political network, telling high-dollar donors that in 2022 midterm was a sign we could no longer rely on the traditional party infrastructure to win the future. Now, what's really funny about this is, again, many, many, many of Trump's nominees won. But it's not a Trump thing. It's still not a Trump thing. Get people out to vote. Get your people out to vote. Make sure you get the real message out there. I mean, you really know better than they are. We've had a harder and harder and harder time choosing people over the years because the GOP chooses to get along, you know, to go along or go along to get along, whatever it is. Doesn't work. We don't get what we need. We're in the shape we're in now because of that. Cherokee County, just north of Atlanta, a red county. Good Americans attended meetings throughout the county at the lowest level. They brought a lot of fellow Americans with them. And they replaced the old GOP with good Americans who support free and fair elections. See, this is what they don't like. They don't like it when you get rid of the old timers. The old timers want to retain the power. They want to keep the power. So it's time for you to push back. Don't just nod your head and say yes to these guys. I went to a Republican event Saturday night where there were some people running for office that came there. They were looking for the nod. I told a couple of my friends, don't you dare give the nod to anybody. You don't know these people. They show up to the event. They're the only Republican running for office. So what? We got some pretty bad Republicans out there, or people say they're Republicans. Right? You know I'm telling the truth. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yeah, Clueless, I love when this stuff happens. Jerry Nadler. The Weeble, remember? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Look at him. I think he did one time. Most of the time, though, he looks like he's wobbling. Same man who argued on the House floor that taking babies to the hospital who survive an abortion procedure endangers the baby. Right. So, if you leave it to die, it's not endangering, but if you take it to save it, it is. Yeah. Dem logic. Yeah, all right. Gaslighting New Yorkers and other Americans about the horrendous crime and violence overtaking the city of New York. Now, according to Nadler, it's only an illusion manufactured by Democrat political enemies. Yeah, he's calling it a right-wing conspiracy made up. You see that. You see all that happening, right? The woman that was bashed in the head in an unprovoked attack on a New York City subway. They're watching all that go up. That kind of crime. Right? There were outside of GOP Congressman Lee Zeldin. Outside his office, two people beat up. My 21-year-old woman visiting New York from St. Louis, Missouri, was raped on the subway platform. Nobody helped her. 14-year-old boy was, I mean, we could go on and on and on, but this all made up. Just ask Sherry Nadler. He'll tell you, it's all made up. We can believe him, right? I don't see how they don't, either they don't see it, they don't care about it, they don't want to see it, or they hate you so much. Right? Never going to give in. Doesn't matter whether it happens right in front of their face. Manhattan Congressman Jerry Nadler said that he will come out swinging in defense of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg during the panel's Monday hearing. The hearing focused on victims of Bragg's soft-on-crime policies. We will show the essentially fraudulent nature of what the committee chair, Jim Jordan, and company are claiming about the crime rates in New York. How are you going to do that? You going to bring people in and say, I was never mugged before? Oh, you're going to get the police to change their mind. You ask them, they'll tell you. The cops will tell you it's bad. And it's double bad. Double City Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
Okay, I'm back now. Jonesy, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Jerry Nadler. I mean, you can always count on him for a giggle, right? I mean, I said it earlier. This is the guy that argued that taking babies to the hospital who survive an abortion attempt, right, was hurting the baby. Baby's already hurt. Baby's already in bad shape. You know, so I can't wait. Seriously, you guys need to hand it to him. You can't keep letting these people get away with this stuff. Right? Give them a whole new life to themselves. Yep, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. To show you that they're really gone, that they don't really believe in science, all that's really gone. It's just a smokescreen to try to get you to do what they want you to do.
They'll try it again. They'll try it with the masks again. They'll try it with a vaccine again. They'll try it with something again. Guarantee it. Okay? But how about this one out of... I don't even know where the story went down. Amusing and at the same time troubling viral video. A man brings his dog into a veterinarian. He wants the dog to get, you ready for this? Gender reassignment surgery. He's willing to pay for it. He shares that the dog, dressed in a pink tutu, is male, but he wants really to be a female. He said, we want to do a gender transition to make him female, but we don't want to neuter him. Right. The staff kind of laughed at him. And said, we don't offer sex changes here. Which I think is hilarious. He said, no, we don't. Because he's pushing to get one. He said, go somewhere with a specialist. We're not a behavioral clinic. We are a general clinic. The owner responds, well, I'd call that behavioral. You're saying gender identity is behavioral? Right? Just amazing. Now, one woman was yelling at him on the way out. She told him that, she told him he had to leave and then said to him, look, I'm reporting you to the LGBTQ plus, the Association of America, whatever that one is, because, you know, he's making a mockery of it. Can't make a mockery of it. Too serious to make a mockery of it. You know? All right, back to that earlier clip that I was going to play, but I decided not to. I found the transcript. So Democrat Representative Katie Porter out of California, she is a whack. She's a big-time whack. Only here in California can you get them. Right? She calls her own voters idiots. She was spying with, she sparred with Pierce Morgan and Bill Maher on Real Time with Bill Maher. She admitted something about her own constituents during the debate, but she really, as usual, didn't really give a thought. Right? She said kids are immature. That's what she shouted when it came to why kids shouldn't have guns. Marcia's not a 21. She interrupted him again. 21-year-olds are immature, she said. That's why we don't let them drink until they're 21. That's why some of us don't think that 20-year-olds and 19-year-olds ought to be able to get an AR-15. Bill looked there and said, yeah, but they can go fight. They're handed those rifles in the Army. They can vote. They're too stupid to know. If they're immature, why are we letting them vote? And I thought if you vote, you should have a certain level of maturity. Because they're deciding whether you should be in Congress or not. Love, that was a great line. So here she is calling somebody a moron, an ignorant, and they're her constituents. Hope that none of them will hear this. Anyway, Katie Porter replied, by the way, I win those votes, and I'm proud of it. Bill Maher said, you just said that you win votes of the immature. And you're proud of that. They don't think about what they say. They don't think about what they're laying out because nobody does. Nobody cares what they say. They've got them so bamboozled. Yeah, you heard me, bamboozled. They got them so bamboozled that they'll vote for anybody with a D in front or behind their names. Another one, you know, California Church, they were fined $1.2 million for holding services during COVID. But Dems who broke the rules, no problem at all. Church in San Jose, California, was fined $1.2 million for holding services without masks during that COVID pandemic. Right? Now, Nancy going into the beauty parlor, Gavin going for dinner with a bunch of his buddies, none of that was a big deal. They broke the rules, but... heck. Right, they went to a really expensive restaurant. No masks on. Now, California insurance at the fire safety regulations during COVID. It held large unmasked religious services. They're being told to pay $1.2 million in fines. Calvary Chapel in San Jose was fined last week for ignoring Santa Clara County's mask-wearing rules between November 2020 and 21. I think this is the one the PGI has. We'll ask them about it tomorrow night. You know, really what you need to do is more and more of these places, you know, are proving what the difference is here. You just need to shove it aside. I mean, seriously. This is the one the PJI won over and over and over again up in San Jose, where they had to open those churches. They had to have the churches open. This is probably just before that. But the fact that Nancy Pelosi and her nephew could go to restaurants and places that should have been closed, that was okay. They see, you know, again, just amazing to me. But don't start fighting. Guys, if you don't start fighting for your rights, you're really not going to have anything to fight for. Right? I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, but you're not. Because they're going to take those things away from you. They're going to slowly just kind of erode. You're going to go, what happened? But in a recent survey, Americans are largely unsatisfied with the way that math is taught across the nation's classrooms. That was a national survey, right, of parents of school-aged children, teachers, and adults. Now, the study funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, well, there you go, you flush that thing, concludes that public generally consider math a subject most in need of update. No kidding. I didn't need to spend money on this. Parents and teachers want a more engaging set of math curricula with up-to-date lessons that are relevant and applicable to the real world. Most parents agreed that the changes will help their kids succeed, including preparing them for careers in science, technology. That doesn't mean you dumb it down. If you really want them to have careers in those areas, you need to keep the rigor up. They took a nationwide survey, which this is kind of funny, okay? Nationwide survey of more than 1,500 adults. It's just amazing. Savant 30 teachers, 800 parent, and corresponding result research reveals that many people see a disconnect. And now I think so. No question about it. And some people think certain things are more important than others. From the earliest grades, she said, we see students divided into math people and non-math people. That's tragic. Well, not really. I know plenty of people say that said they terrible in math. They didn't like it. Very frustrating. Got bad grades. And now they're CEOs of companies. Doesn't sound like they really didn't know what they were doing. Now, many schools are trying to catch students up from significant math achievement loss. Oh, no kidding. Here in California, it's really bad. Shifting away from the traditional ways of teaching, mathematics, introduction, innovation, all that. Right? And what do people want for math? What do you think it is? They want it relevant to the real world. What does that mean? Focus on creative problem solving and engaging. Look, I want to make sure the kid behind the counter knows it so he can give me the right change so I have to keep driving back to get the right change. You know what I mean? God bless America. All right, head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Oh, no, we did away with the poll because you guys weren't answering the poll. Some of you were. You can sign up for the email blast. There's a lot happening over there. You can watch live, listen live, and you can get involved in a live chat room where people smarter than myself are playing around there. Be back tomorrow. Don't go far. Remember, we're here every day. Hopefully you'll join us.